Another outside the box, picking the cream of the crop. Today's topic is, quotes, 2025. Usually I do a list of quotes coming from the bottom of some people's emails at the end of the year, but I've gotten so many this year, I decided not to wait. Here are some good ones already for 2025. Sent from my iPhone, the construction and operation of which has exploited people in the natural world. I live and work on unceded Wabanaki territory, specifically the Nanrantsuaq Band of the Abenaki. We accomplish less than we plan, but more than we know. If we have no peace, it's because we have forgotten that we belong to each other, Mother Teresa. Be well, find joy, seek peace. Every crisis, actual or impending, needs to be viewed as an opportunity to bring about profound changes in our society. From Grace Lee Boggs. To achieve the goals of abolitionist teaching, we must demand the impossible and employ a radical imagination focused on intersectional justice through community building and grassroots organizing. From Bettina Love. We are the ones we have been waiting for. June Jordan. From Wabanaki land to Palestine, no one is free until we are all free. Teach the heart, reach the mind. I arise in the morning, torn between a desire to improve the world and a desire to enjoy the world. This makes it hard to plan the day. E.B. White. It is a bit embarrassing to have been concerned with a human problem all one's life and find at the end that one has no more to offer by way of advice than try to be a little kinder. From Aldous Huxley. Large-scale problems do not require large-scale solutions. They require small-scale solutions within a large-scale framework. David Fleming. None of us can do everything. We need all of us doing something. Corinne Spitfire. It's a serious thing just to be alive on this fresh morning in this broken world. Mary Oliver. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. Maya Angelou. I am fundamentally an optimist. Part of being optimistic is keeping one's head pointed towards the sun, one's feet moving forward. There were many dark moments when my faith in humanity was sorely tested, but I would not and could not give myself up to despair. That way lays defeat and death. Nelson Mandela. To work in the world lovingly means that we are defining what we will be for, rather than reacting to what we are against. Christina Baldwin. We have a moral obligation to future generations to address climate change now. James Hansen. And finally, service is the rent you pay for room on this earth. Shirley Chisholm. What's your favorite saying? Send it to me, care of the station, and I may include it in a future Outside the Box. I'm Larry Danziger, enjoying the many catchy signs at recent anti-administration rallies.